When members of the so-called Islamic State began beheading American and British journalists and aid workers, recording and posting the executions online, one mother pleaded publicly with them to spare her son. That plea failed, perhaps because the killers are psychopaths or sociopaths.
Sociopaths are folks who have sort of been trained to be more remorseless, more aggressive, usually by the culture they've grown up in. They are prone to less empathy, tend to be callous, but superficially charming.
That's Daniel Murray, director of psychology at UVA's Institute of Law, Psychiatry, and Public Policy. He says these people are relatively rare in our culture, comprising maybe 1% of the population.
Even in a prison, even in a high-security prison, we're talking about only about 10, 15, 20% of the inmates.
Psychopaths are usually bold and have little anxiety. At times, people might describe them as mean, manipulative, and self-centered. They come from various backgrounds, and often this personality disorder shows up early. Todd Burke is a professor of criminal justice at Radford University and a former police officer. He says that as kids, psychopathic serial killers often abused insects and other animals.
And what this is it's kind of a rehearsal to hurt human beings.
More commonly, psychopaths have what teachers would call behavioral problems. Often they get away with things because they can be so likable, even charismatic. But Burke says it's difficult to maintain a friendship or marriage with a psychopath.
They're very unreliable. They lack empathy, very impulsive.
And he says in our day-to-day lives, we may have encountered a psychopath without even knowing it.
You wouldn't recognize it because, again, these people are very charming. They fit in with everyone else. They're the neighbor next door. They're the people that you say, oh, they were just so friendly.
Many experts believe psychopaths exist on a continuum, with some exhibiting more antisocial behavior than others. Not all are violent, not all are criminal, but studies suggest their brains are different from those of most other people. I'm Sandy Houseman.